The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on campusisradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 4th of August. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Hot and sleazy.
You've got
in
toothpaste
here today.
Down your front.
It's tie-dye, darling.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It looks like Colgate to me.
I was up all night doing that tie-dye.
Were you?
Yeah.
Just on that top corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Product placement.
Product placement, it is, yeah.
What happened was, Paul
yeah,
Andrews,
go
as
yeah,
you're
go
going
on
to be bitchy, you've been
yeah,
bitchy all day,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's your age or the
heat.
Yeah,
it is. I'm struggling.
Honestly, listen, he's like a Rottweiler today. Brushed my teeth, which is more than some people do, and
I haven't got teeth.
Noticed that I had a little bit of Sensodyne. It's actually one of those ones that pops the enamel back on your teeth.
Okay, or on your blouse in this case.
Because I juice quite a lot, as you know.
Yeah.
And only celery and things, nothing too
obviously
saucy. And also Riverford Organic, of course.
Oh, okay.
But then I noticed it, but it was a toss between my dog having the walk or changing my whole outfit.
I thought you were going to clean your dog's teeth for a minute now.
Oh, she's got lovely teeth.
I'll
You've
bet
seen
she has.
Her. She's got beautiful teeth.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw you last night on the telly.
Did you?
I was actually not watching the telly, but Charles Tassel Farmer, who was on the Superior Show, he's brought the MP3 for me.
Oh, good. I didn't watch it. I couldn't be bothered.
But I was on Twitter sorting out my tweets for today's Scoff Quaff show about 10 o'clock, and there you popped with lovely Sarah Poole.
We did indeed. We did what was supposedly a BBC South East Question Time special on gridlock in Kent.
Mm.
I was a bit annoyed because it actually wasn't about the gridlock.
Because you couldn't get there.
No. It wasn't about the gridlock. It was about immigration issues more than anything else, which was a bit of a nuisance. And poor Sarah was trying to explain how much damage to her fledgling business at Western Hanger Castle gridlock had done. And she put her point across very well, I thought, and she did very well.
And you were in Tunbridge Wells studio, were you?
No, we were in Chatham. We were at the dockyard. Very nice location, actually, in the Smithery. Sarah from Western Hanger Castle, bless her, has had a torrid time during Operation Stack, but she's worked hard and managed to get her way through that and keep her business on track. And fair play to her, because it's been horrible for her.
Well done, Sarah. And I know that...
And all the people that were affected by Operation Stack. And, you know, for all we know, it could come back, but fingers crossed at the moment. We're clear and free.
I think what Sarah's done is she's been very wise. She's tried to draw attention to it, which is what you know she was doing there. Brilliant. But she's kept her business going, and that's what it's all about. And we
absolutely
all need to get behind, because she's
it's a fabulous location.
We love it.
We had a really great event there, didn't we, back in May, which was really fabulous, and we really enjoyed
it. I'm thinking of having a Scoff one there.
Are you?
Yeah, of course there'll be more food
involved.
That
would be just you, though, wouldn't it? You and a crate of champagne on the lawn again.
Of course, it's Dr. John's birthday.
Exactly.
So
and a big happy birthday to Dr. John Sykes, whose birthday is today. Yeah.
He's probably 30.
He must be, something like that.
I shall be popping a bottle of Riverford Organic Prosecco with him on the slopes this evening, hopefully.
Will you? Good.
But can I just say something about
Operation
Stack?
Here we go.
Well, because we had a chat about it last week, and I wasn't really prepared, because I didn't know we were going to talk about it. But the issue that I have, and I know that a lot of the immigrants are, you know, coming over and they need to come to Britain. But the thing is, if they're coming to a safe place, Britain is not the first place that they arrive in, is it? It's Italy or France or... So there must be a reason they're all desperate to get to the UK. But my feeling is that I'm concerned about British young English kids who are trying to work and can't get accommodation themselves. I think we're already bursting at the seams. I know you're giving me a pained expression. I'm trying to explain it because I'm a bit hot. But, for example, my daughter, it's like we've gone back to bedsit land. So when I was in my 20s, I lived in a bedsit in Flood Street off the King's Road. And it was a room with a little kitchenette.
I think we're getting a million miles away from where we were there.
No, but let me just finish. So my daughter now is earning very good money in London, but she's living in one room, not even a bedsit. So it's actually got worse. She's living in a bedroom. Which is £750 a month.
Can I just tell you what you're trying to tell us?
No, because it's something else.
If we've got too many people, we've got infrastructure problems.
Exactly.
Thank you. Right, moving on.
Another thing, before I just say it, can we please look after our elderly people first, because there are elderly people having strokes, falling down, and there's no place for them. There's no sheltered housing and all that. So I think we need to look after our own infrastructure before we let in, somebody was saying this morning, tens of millions will come. End of.
Thank you for that. Right. Anyway, today's show sponsors, after that little rant from Mrs. Serkin.
Well, it makes a change. It's always you ranting.
Is that right? Today's show sponsors, and a huge thank you, are Click Events, based in Maidstone, organisers of various dating events.
Lovely.
Dating sites and introductions.
Have you been yet?
No, I haven't. No.
You are going to go, though.
I am. And funnily enough, Linda, who...
was on last week.
Linda... the owner of it.
Linda Cloak.
Yeah. We did introduce her to Sarah at Western Hound Castle, and she's thinking of having...
Getting married to her.
If I could get a word out, it would really help, wouldn't it?
I thought you'd started a dating agency. Yeah,
no. Linda of Click Events is thinking about having a dating event at Western Hanger Castle, is all I'm trying to say.
Well, that would be very handy for you, wouldn't it?
And I said I might go.
Yeah. Yeah. The people tittering in the background, I think we ought to introduce them, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, why bother with a format to the show? I mean, why did I bother to spend half an hour saying, I'll tell you what, Jules, we won't talk about Operation Stack today. And you go, no, okay, Paul. Anyway, well, Operation Stack.
No, it's got my goat, that's all, because I was listening to it this morning and then you were on last night. And it's very topical and it's got my goat. I had to let it off my
right.
You know.
So you're now going to tell us about the guests.
Well, because Nurse Liz, who listens in Maryland in USA, where possibly Baldwin's might go, I don't know.
Of course.
Always, she prefers my idea of introducing the chefs, the guests.
The chef?
Yeah, because...
No,
not sure.
The guests at the beginning of the show, so we know in anticipation.
Well,
so
Liz... Well, Liz, Nurse Liz, just for you, here's Jules introducing today's lineup of guests.
So, Paul Andrews and Nurse Liz, we have the fabulous Julie Anderson from wrapinteriors.com. You can find her on the Twitter at wrapoffice, she tells me. And then we also have the very handsome Nick Marks, who is baldwinstravel.co.uk, and follow them on the Twitter at baldwinstravel.
Thank you for that. Welcome.
Afternoon.
Yes.
Hello.
And remind me again of the sponsors, because I wasn't...
It's Click Events.
Fabulous.
And you can, on the Campuses Radio website, there is a link to the Click Events full portfolio of different products and services. Do give it a click, or do give them a follow on the Twitter, Click Events UK. And talking of which, we would love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent.
We would.
And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01 303 874 998. That's 01 303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@campusesradio.co.uk. That's bunker@campusesradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have already had quite a few tweets, and I'm going to start by reading a couple. Deborah Turner of UImage Consultants has tweeted saying, "Oh, Business Bunker, did you see Sarah last night on the telly?" Yes, we did.
What was
and
she
what
wearing?
A good job.
Oh. What was she wearing?
Who? Deborah or Sarah?
Sarah Paul.
Sarah was wearing a white blouse, if I remember right.
No, and what were you wearing? Some suity thing I saw you
wearing. Well, I wore a blue linen jacket.
Okay, you look very fetching, I thought.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We've also had a tweet from Cars from Kent. Hi, Vanilla Web. Could we have a shout-out from carsfromkent.com, please? Of course you can, and consider yourself shouted out. We've had a tweet from Keep It In Kent. And they say, Vanilla Web, afternoon, a mention for Keep It In Kent, a business show at Western Hanger Castle on the 30th, it's the Western Hanger Castle show today, 30th of September and the 1st of October, a shout out would be fabulous, please. You can find out about it by going to business-show.keepitinkent.co.uk. Let me give you that web address again, business-show.keepitinkent.co.uk. We will put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can find out more about it. But do get along to the business show at Western Hand Castle on the 30th of September and the 1st of October with the Keep It In Kent crew. Oh, Julie, you have a fan. David Robinson.
Oh, hello, David.
MD of Carrison
yeah.
Property. Vanilla Web. Wrap Office. Baldwin's Travel. Click Events. Wow. I love Julie.
Oh, I love you too, David.
He doesn't mention the rest of us.
No,
he just loves Julie.
Just Julie.
Favouritism.
Poor
yeah,
Nick.
Exactly.
Poor Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's hear it for Nick, please.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And Luke Redding has said, big fan of the British Bunker Show, and I'm listening in. Thank you for that. And Tara Humphreys, who on the Twitter is TM Hump. 32.
TM Hump 32. She'd be good 32. On Ken Heron's Humpish Wednesday.
Hump Wednesday. Yeah. Hump Day.
Yeah.
Hump Day.
That's
yeah.
it.
So, welcome to all of you. Thank you for participating in the Kent Business Radio Business Bunker Show, and do keep your tweets coming.
It's funny because it's quite busy. I thought it would be very quiet with August and people lolling about, but today was very busy on Scoff as well.
We are lucky that people go away on holiday and just kind of lay on the beach and listen to us on their phones and tablets and stuff like that. So it's interesting as technology moves on, you know, those kind of things don't happen as much as they used to, and people stay in touch.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure it causes many a marriage quarrel. If someone's lying on the beach with their, you know, sort of honeymoon lady. And,
oh, here we go.
And they're, ignoring them.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you go, what are you doing, darling?
I'm listening to Paul on the bunker.
Business bunker. I mean, you know, it's not good, is it?
No, but it's understandable, isn't it?
It doesn't bode well. Didn't we have a listener once that went on honeymoon and then they were listening and then they were divorced the next week? Remember?
I do.
Yeah.
Moving on.
It was all because of us.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I know.
Yeah, but we do have listeners spread all over the world these days.
We do have listeners.
We have some listeners, two or three. But it's interesting, you know, people have moved about, and as Jill said earlier, we have regular listeners on the east coast of the US, and after our exploits on US radio, of course, we have a huge following there now.
We do. We do. You know, I was in Maryland. Not Maryland. Where was I? Manhattan.
You were in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
It's very different to Maryland.
Nick, don't...
Something to begin with M.
Jill's acquaintance with the geography is really tenuous.
Yeah.
She tweeted me from Manhattan saying, do you know what? I'm going to go to Motown. And I went, it's in Detroit. And she went, oh. Yeah, it's not in Brooklyn, then. No.
No. I looked everywhere. my lovely listener from Scoff and Quaff, Nurse Liz, lives in Maryland, and she came to visit me in Manhattan, spent three lovely days and took me everywhere, took me all over the place. So that's the scope of our listeners.
Fantastic.
And we've got the pictures to prove it. I've got pictures of Jules's breakfast every day, her lunch every day, and her supper every day.
Presumably lots of champagne too.
Yes. And there were lots of champagne. You have met her before then, Nick. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. She's already two bottles of Prosecco down this morning.
Dr. John's birthday.
Exactly, so you had to celebrate with a little
Doctors
Prosecco.
Nurses, it's all
she gets special permission to be allowed out, you see.
Of course, I tried a Manhattan, had to. But I do find, Nick, that gin makes me a bit maudlin. What about you?
I only drink it after I've had lots to drink.
So you don't notice?
No, I just wake up in the same fashion.
No maudlinness?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Cool. You can do one email.
Can I?
And then we'll crack on.
Well, this has upset me because it says, Dear Paul, with no mention of moi.
Yeah.
It must have been when I was in Manhattan that he wrote it.
Have you been in Manhattan?
Yeah, tell you?
No.
It's near Maryland, apparently.
Yeah.
There's a funny story about that. You'll have to listen to last week's show. But Nurse Liz basically spent the whole 2 days talking about Marilyn, and I thought, she's obsessed. This woman, this listener, is obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. What is going on? And I asked her, and she said, Marilyn, where I live. And I said, oh, Maryland. Yeah. You know, so she thought I was Dick Van Dyke. Dear Paul, with no mention of me.
I don't know what I think that is.
The world of contact lenses and optics in general. You need this, Paul.
Do I?
Has been stunned by the untimely death this week of Professor Brian Holden in Australia.
Oh, the inventor of...
Eyes?
No. Contact lenses.
You're just pointing at your
eyelid.
Okay, really, I didn't know this.
We'll read the email.
I will. Professor Holden, which reminds me, talking of professors, on the flight back, Nick, I watched the Stephen Hawking's film. It's fantastic. Yep. Go watch it.
Yep, Have you seen it? Yep.
Oh, I suppose you jet about quite a bit.
Not as much as I'd like.
Fantastic. And I thought the actor, Eddie Redmond,
very close.
Was fantastic. Professor Holden, talking of professors, you see where I was going with that?
Very good.
Okay. He gets me, Paul Andrews. Amongst his many great achievements was the founder and driving force behind optometry. Optometry Giving Sight, which is a charity that he set up over 10 years ago to give the gift of vision to the 600 million or so people around the world that are classified as blind simply because they have no access to glasses. So this is a charity. I've got it. It's called Optometry Giving Sight. So it's 10 years old. Now, on the 23rd of August, this person, Tim Bowden, who is possibly a listener,
Tim is a listener, and he owns a chain of optician shops in North Kent.
Called?
Bowden's.
That's good. Like the product placement, and I love the branding. 23rd of August, he says he's going to be riding 120 miles from Siloth on the west coast.
From where?
Siloth.
Siloth.
On the west coast. I thought it was kind of a monkey that sits on a branch, isn't it? Or is that a sloth?
That's a sloth.
On the west... Well, that would be better, wouldn't it? To
sit on a sloth. He's going to sit on a sloth.
Maybe the sloth would be in the basket on the front.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, 120
miles. Bit like
E.T. E.T. Von Horn. Okay, so he's going from Siloth on the west coast to Tynmouth or Tynemouth.
I've lost the will to live. We're never going to get the end of this email, are we?
It's on the east, and he's going to raise money for the Optometry Giving Sight charity. Last year, his ride raised £2,500, and he says he'd really appreciate the bunker people getting together and sponsoring him. This was a very dear cause to Brian Holden, the Australian professor. So... you need to go to www.justgiving.com/Team Bowden. That's B for Bertie, O, W for Wheelbarrow, D-E-N, 2015. Or you can text O-C, F for Freddie, S for Sugar, 94, followed by £10 to 770. I also suggest you just go on to Kent Business Radio and you'll find a lovely link and you can click straight through.
You can
indeed. So that's 23rd of August, not very long, and good luck with that, the lovely Tim Bowden.
Absolutely.
Good idea.
Yeah, I've got an email here which is, it's a bit previous, but we'll talk about it now, and it's something coming up later in the year, and it's Get Social Kent. Get Social Kent is a free open day, and it's going to be talking about building online business relationships and becoming more social. It's not taking place until Thursday the 29th of October. It will be taking place at Canterbury College in the New Dover Road in Canterbury. It is free to attend, and it will be between 9 and 3.30, and if you want to find out more about it, you can go to the website kentinvictachamber.co.uk to their events page, and you can book yourself on that free event. Get Social Kent in October. Check that out.
Rising Stars, you can develop your network on the Grow Your Career. This forum aims to help those destined for future leadership roles to prevent their management and to develop their management and interpersonal skills. This is on the 20th of August, which is a Thursday, 6 to 8pm, at the Mercedes-Benz in Dartford, Burnham Road. That's D for dog, A158, I think. I need glasses. 5B, is that?
Go to Bowden.
Is that an 8 or a B?
5B.
5B, thank you.
B for what?
Bertie.
B for Bertie.
3ws.kentinvictachamber.co.uk, and that's Thursday the 20th of August, 6 to 8, at the Mercedes-Benz in Dartford.
At the Mercedes-Benz.
I wonder if they've got a little powder blue one.
Yeah, exactly.
Might do.
Cool. We've had a tweet from a new listener, Full of Beanies. And they say, Vanilla Web, please could we have a shout out? We make hats.
Oh.
And they've given us a picture of some of their lovely looking beanie hats, what they make. So do follow them on the Twitter, Full of Beanies. FullaBeanies. Full of Beanies. All one word, no spaces or hyphens. Full of Beanies on the Twitter. They make hats. Do check them out.
Well, you know, I've always said that you are the sort of man that should wear a hat. You look fantastic in hats.
You tried to make me wear a syrup.
Yeah, no, I did not.
Yeah, you
That's
did.
A wig, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I've never tried to make you wear a wig.
You did.
Tam O'Shanter, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have some cheesy tunage.
Really?
In celebration of Mr. Nick Marks from Bulbin's Travel joining us, guess what we're going to have?
Holiday.
Holiday.
Oh, it's Barbados.
Barbados.
Shall we all go?
Typically tropical.
Yeah. This is
it's
old.
A great place.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Let's go.
Refreshment will be served after takeoff. Kindly fasten your safety belts and refrain from smoking until the aircraft is airborne.
Whoa!
Whoa!
maximum approach to Bridgetown Barbados, the weather is fine with a maximum temperature of 90 degrees Fahrenheit. The sky is blue and the palm trees are really cool. Captain Wilcox and his crew hope you have had a pleasant flight and that you will find coconut debris again.
Whoa!
RIFT Research and Development. Innovation tax rewards for small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 4th of August, with me, Paul Andrews, and Jules Serkin. That was a bit of Typically Tropical.
Great song. I love it.
Whoa.
I love it. Makes me want to have sort of
a holiday.
A rum punch.
Oh, typical, yeah.
Now, and then a holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey there, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome, for the first time, onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Nick Marks of Baldwin's Travel. Nick, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Absolute pleasure to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks very much for inviting me.
It's absolute pleasure, and we're really pleased to have you here. Why don't you start off, Nick, by telling us a little bit about the background to Baldwin's, a company that's been established quite a long time, really.
Yeah, it was established in 1895, so we reckon we're the second oldest travel agency going.
Really?
Still,
wow.
Other than a big player, who I won't mention just to give them publicity.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But we've got four Baldwin's shops in Kent. We also own Sevenoaks Travel and Sevenoaks Travelux in Tenterden. And we recently purchased in February Grace Travel in Cranbrook. So right, okay. Seven shops. I mustn't forget the one in Uckfield in Sussex as well.
Right, okay. Yeah, but that's kind of foreign, isn't it? Because it's not in Kent. Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd agree.
Well, you're a Surrey man as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you've got these branches and the business, which is a family business, I guess.
Yeah, there's four directors. So it's my parents and my brother and I.
Right.
So
okay.
My brother and I are the joint manager directors, and my father is the chairman.
All right.
Working a little bit less than he used to.
Absolutely, and quite right too.
Damn right.
Yeah. So you were established a long time ago, a well-established firm, and you've obviously been successful, certainly in recent years, yeah. Because you've been acquiring other organisations and mm-hmm. growing your business empire. Mm-hmm. You're focused in kind of Kent and the southeast area. Mm-hmm. Give us an overview of the kind of things that you do. Let's start with that. I've got some questions I want to ask you about the travel business in general, but let's start with what you do and what your core business is.
Okay, so we've got the seven shops, as I mentioned earlier, so we've got those. We've also got we've got a dedicated team dedicated to selling business travel, helping clients throughout, the UK, mm-hmm. Kent, and into Europe and into the US,
right,
with all their business travel management,
okay.
Which is quite a big part of our business, probably about a third of our business now.
Really? Okay.
And then we sell, the other part is we sell foreign exchange out of all the locations,
right,
which is a huge business for us as well, massive.
Yeah, sure.
And we own a tour operator called USA on Wheels, which is where you ride Harleys or trikes mopeds. USA on Wheels, yeah.
Oh,
and that's quite fun. We do routes down Route 66 and other things like Great Lakes and things like that.
I have to say, most of our listeners know that I never go on holiday.
No, you don't.
Because I have to work to save the British economy. but the last two holidays I ever had, both of them I booked through Nick's company. Both vastly different holidays. One was a cruise, but the last one I did was a tour in an RV, what the Americans call an RV, a motorhome, a camper van. A camper van.
Winnebago.
It was a giant Winnebago. You know, it had five bedrooms and stuff like that. And me and my sons spent ages and ages and ages driving the Pacific Coast High Road on the west coast of America. And we had a fabulous time.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. So you've now got Wheels USA.
Yeah.
So we can do it next time on Harleys.
You can do it on Harleys, yeah. I've got to pass my motorbike test first, right, to be honest, which I think I might
so
have to do at some
point. Do you have to? If you can't, can you not do it from driving a car?
No, you can. Well, you can ride the trikes, so the three-wheelers, without a motorbike license.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, you'd have to obviously grow a little moustache as well.
Absolutely.
Not pigeonholing them, but, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wear a leather jacket.
With no sleeves.
With no sleeves, yeah.
Yeah. So
and then get into fights and bars. No, I'm only joking.
Exactly.
So tell us your routes. Oh, fights and bars, that's
nice. Oh, there's loads of them. I mean, there's pretty much, we can put a package together where you are, but most people want to do Route 66 because it's iconic.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can do cars as well. We can do the cars as well. But
well, I've got this thing about going down to Nashville, preferably with Bob Harris.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Spring Bob.
Yeah. You won't have to go through Manhattan to go down there.
Possibly I will, and Maryland.
And Maryland, yeah.
And the Bronx and everywhere else.
Sounds like a plan.
But Nashville does it for me. I'd really love to go there. And Route 66, will.
I got a ticket on Route 66.
For doing what?
Speeding.
Yeah.
70 and a 55.
Because they're straight roads, aren't they?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was in a column shifting parlour as well, which is really nice.
A what?
A column shifting parlour. A Buick Impala was a car. It was a semi-automatic thing on the column.
So they're those things.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I showed you the actions. Yeah, exactly.
Stop those actions.
I used to drive when I was about eight, my uncle had a Rambler, Canadian Rambler, and I think that had one of those column shifting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was actually working in Pittsburgh at the time, and at a weekend I thought, do you know what, I'm going to hire a car and drive a bit of Route 66.
Ooh.
And I'd only got a couple of weeks. I could see for miles. I could see for 1,000 miles. There was nothing on it. Nothing on the highway at all. I went barreling past one of those big roadside hoardings, and there was a state trooper sitting behind it. Who then wrote me a ticket, which I thought was really horrible.
Did he say, get out of the car,
yeah,
put your hands in the air?
Lay on the floor, all that. Yeah. Something like that, anyway. Anyway, so you can you can build tours anywhere on motorcycles.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, anything, really. I mean, you could build a tour on a cruise ship if you wanted to.
Right, so. Yeah. Well, I was going to come on to that, Nick, because my experiences of using Travelux, part of the Baldwin's Travel Empire, and I was going to ask you about this, because in recent years, with the advent of the internet and stuff like that, and comparison websites and all kind of things, everybody kind of thought, you know, everybody's going to book their holiday online and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I don't know what your views are on that from an industry point of view, but an organisation like yours seems to have come into its own by being able to tailor things for people that you just can't buy online.
Yeah, I think all we do is really take the pressure off, because you can be swamped by going on a website and spend hours and hours, even days, finding a holiday to go to southern Spain. Whereas you just come into a travel agent and they'll do it in 2 hours or an hour for you. So, I mean, the point of that is that we're not more expensive than the internet. Everyone believes, wrongly, that we're more expensive.
Yeah.
We're not. No. It's exactly the same. We've got exactly the same information that we can get. We can get the same flights as all of them. It's no different, really.
Well, that's exactly what happened to me with booking the RV and stuff in California. I first of all went online and I found a couple of websites that specialise in those kind of things. And the problem, I'm a geek. I run technical websites.
We know.
Yeah, thank you. But still, I went in and I thought, I've got a question I want to ask here. And I can't ask it.
That's right.
I can either book it or not.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether I want to book it or not. So when I went into the travel agents and said, right, I want to tour California in an RV, they went, fine, what do you want to know?
Yeah.
Well, do I need this? No. How do I get that? You go there. Great.
You're dealing with a human being.
Yeah. I think what we try and do is we try and send all our guys on the shop floor away 5 days every year. So we find out where they haven't been or where their experience lacks.
Sure.
And then send them to a different place in the world, be it Thailand, be it wherever. And then when you come into the shop or one of the shops, you come in and say, I want to go on a cruise or I want to go to America. Okay, you go and see to the American specialist or the cruise specialist.
Yeah.
So they know everything that you need to do. So they're well ahead of the game.
Absolutely. And that inside information is really powerful, isn't it? Because they'll tell you about a resort and they'll go, you need to go to that bar, but not that bar.
Yeah.
Or whatever, because, you know.
Or this is a quieter bit, or this is a noisy
bit. Yeah, exactly, because they know what they're talking about.
And I can tell you about a bar we were talking about for the Barbados one. There's a great bar called JoJo's. It's an amazing rum punch.
Really?
Yeah, $50 and you won't even remember what happened there.
She's just falling in love with you, Nick.
What about the... I already was without the holidays. Yeah. You know, it's not difficult. He's 6 foot... five or something.
Three.
Tall, yeah. Dark and handsome.
Yeah, yeah.
Bald.
All right. you should worry, mate.
Barbados, what's the best time of year to go? Because is it hurricanes? When are hurricanes?
Well, you've got all the hurricanes coming through from July through for a few months after that. But so any time after that, really. I mean, I think...
So after what? July?
After November.
Okay, after November.
I've been in November and you can have a flash rain, and then 30 seconds later you've got this most beautiful sun coming out. So I mean, there are parts you can go all the time of year, but if you want to go in certain parts of the time of the year, you might have to experience a bit of that.
So as long as it's not when you're flying, because I'm a bit frightened when they're playing in hurricanes.
I'll tell you one of my holiday stories from a thousand years ago when my eldest son was really young, and we decided to go on holiday at Christmas time. And there were three of us. Stuart wasn't born then, my youngest, so there were just the three of us, and my eldest was only about six at the time. And I sat down and said, right, we're going to go away at Christmas. We hadn't been on holiday for a long, long time. We're going to shut down the business. My ex-wife and I had a business together. We're going to shut down the business over Christmas, and we're going to go away. Where do you want to go? And Jamie went, I want to go skiing. And Chris went, I want somewhere warm.
We can go skiing then. It's perfectly warm.
Yeah, exactly. But she wanted a beach. So we booked both. We went skiing in Steamboat Springs in Colorado.
Oh, amazing.
And then on the day after Boxing Day, we flew to Miami and then on to St. Lucia.
Yeah. Mm.
But the funny thing was, we arrived at Miami Airport at midnight in salopettes. And it was like 40 degrees. We should have just arrived with a big sign that said, mug me, I'm a tourist.
Salopettes. I mean,
I know, ridiculous.
You can't even walk in those things, can you? Just squeak.
Absolutely.
Well, there is a great story about for travel. Baldwin didn't book it, I'm going to stress that. But where a client came into a travel agent, it was about 10, 15 years ago, and booked a holiday to Nova Scotia for their honeymoon. Ended up going to Nova Scotia in Canada. And they turned up in their bikinis, and that's all they packed. But it was for their honeymoon. It literally walks outside, and there's a gale force sort of winds and snow and everything like that. I think they've sent us to the wrong place.
you do hear that quite a lot now, and I think a lot of that is this
internet.
Is this booking on the internet syndrome. People make a mistake.
People rush.
And they rush because you get things that says, book this now, otherwise you're going to lose your place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get that quite a lot with the confusion between Budapest and whatever.
Well, the latest one over the last 10 years has been Bombay and Mumbai.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that it's changed its name.
Right, yeah.
In fact, people say, well, I booked a holiday to Bombay and you sent me to the space to Mumbai. And it's always it's actually the same place.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Do they feel a little bit sheepish?
Sometimes,
yeah.
Because my new husband's written a book at Frontier Funds, must mention this, and he's...
I mean, we couldn't let a week go past without mentioning it, could we?
it's just gone for another reprint, so, you know, and it's a travelogue about... It's actually about frontier markets, but it's a travelogue, as well as facts and figures. But he loved Myanmar. Yeah. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
So do you yet fly to places like Myanmar or Vietnam? Or
Vietnam and Cambodia is probably the best. More people are going to there than any time ever. There and Mexico.
Mm. Right.
Just people want to go to Vietnam and they can do loads of different things. Obviously, see all the historic sites and eat the fantastic food, but then do the river cruising and things like that out there, which is just huge business.
And,
the time to go is now because these countries are rapidly changing. So
correct.
Vietnam is changing. So
immeasurably,
Cuba.
And they've got all that. Go to Cuba now. Right. Don't wait.
Right now?
Well, we can go.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for listening. We're off to Cuba. Havana, here we come.
There's a flight at 8:30 from Gatwick. Yeah, so.
No, I was going to ask you about that, Nick, because it is interesting, isn't it? As the world opens up and places get more accessible and more livable for those of us that aren't, you know, too into risk and stuff like that, people are looking for more and more. Exotic or different types of holidays. Is that something that you're finding?
Yeah, hugely. And it's a lot of people want more adventurous holidays as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they, you know, go walking or climbing or skiing in the backcountry and things like that in Canada and all those sort of things that people are more and more interested in doing those. But we're also finding is that there's a lot of more we call it three generation holidays.
Right.
So you've got the grandparents taking the taking the grandchildren and the parents away on holiday. So you see more and more of that.
Okay.
That's a much bigger market.
Okay, cool. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Go on.
But what,
he's going to.
Off the top, yeah, but you're going to, anyway. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Off the top of your head, what's the most esoteric thing you've booked for anyone? Do you know?
The biggest?
Yeah.
The biggest booking? We have done a booking where someone wanted a solus use of a Maldivian island.
Really?
Correct.
Blimey. Wow.
Was that Richard Branson?
No, it wasn't Richard Branson.
He's got his own island.
We've got NECA, so he's happy.
So what did they want it for?
Just for themselves, four people.
And what was the cost?
I'm not sure if I
should
say that.
Were you still counting it?
I hope so. No. It was quite a lot of money. It was certainly over six figures.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can imagine. But wow, imagine that, just spending your... an island all on your own.
Yeah.
There's quite a few islands in the Maldives.
That's what you need.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I personally wouldn't like to do that because I'd like to interact with other people and other holidaymakers.
Yeah.
Just to tell them how much cheaper I got their holiday than they did.
Depends where you go, though, with interacting, because I've got a little house in Moira. Mm-hmm. I hope she's not listening, but, you know, when I go there, I want to switch off and I want to be sort of Spanish. And I have a neighbour opposite who's very English, and she always, you know, as soon as I'm at the pool, and I'm, Jules, and I, oh, God, just let me read, So, but I like to taste local food. I like to go different places, but I don't really want to talk about England or ailments or look at somebody's boils or things on holiday.
Well, no, I wouldn't suggest you look at people's boils. No. That sounds rather revolting.
Exactly.
But my neighbour likes to show me pictures of her boils.
Do you know, I got attacked by a tiger shark in the Maldives.
By a
tiger shark
Did
in
you?
The Maldives.
How big was it?
I reckon it was 15 foot.
Okay, so it was about 2 foot.
Jamie, my son, reckoned it was more like 9 foot. We were in Lowy Fushy. We went fishing on a small boat, and one of the people in the boat hooked the shark accidentally, and the shark wasn't too happy with that, so it actually ran the boat a couple of times until we persuaded the person to let go of the... they had a portillo float with a hook on it, a crabbing line, and it had hooked the shark, and the shark was not happy about it at all.
I love the way you clear your throat into the mic. Yeah. It's so elegant.
Thank you.
Yeah, you keep practicing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
So
that was an impression of the shark, actually.
But you lived and you survived.
No, I didn't. I died. I died horribly.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is well done.
It ate me.
Well done. You lived and you survived to tell
absolutely.
The tale.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. Yes. Interesting, though. Maldives are an interesting place, aren't they? Yeah, it was something like 1,600 islands or something.
Something like that. I don't know the actual figure. Yeah.
Have you been to all of them yet?
No, I've only been to one, actually. But it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
What my next question, which I'm sure Julie might want to know, you know, when you get to that low ebb, sort of around February, when you realise that Christmas is, you know, you're exhausted as a woman, aren't you? But Christmas rears its head every year. I have to do the whole Christmas dinner of 185 people, even though I suggest going somewhere gorgeous. No. So where would be the best place to go that's not going to have hurricanes and things in February, not too far to fly?
It depends on what you want. You can go to so many different places.
I want a rum punch or any type of cocktail and a lovely beach, not with any sharks or spiders.
You don't get sharks on the beach.
It'll be about 27 degrees out there. That'll be all right that time of year.
January?
Yeah.
I guess February.
Yeah, why not?
Because my Moira can be lovely, but it can be freezing at night, and we don't have central heating in our house or a wood burner or anything.
Oh.
So I need to go somewhere.
Or Cape Verde as well. That'd be quite good.
Okay, where's Cape Verde?
So it's just a bit further down from...
Towards Africa, sort of.
It's on the side, so a bit further down from the Canary Islands.
Okay, sounds nice. And where would you go personally in February?
Well, I go skiing.
Oh, see, I've broken too many legs.
Oh, well...
How many legs you got?
How many legs have you got?
I've broken all my legs.
All eight of them. She's a bit of a spider.
Skiing and me no longer. I do like it.
Well, you can still have a fabulous time skiing if you don't ski.
Darling, I've sidestepped down too many mountains. When I say to the guide...
Listen, next time I go...
I don't want to go up high. And what do? They go, so wee. And then they take you up the thing right high up, and then
that's because I paid them.
You just need a good instructor, they'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's too late now. I've broken both my legs.
And presumably, bullwinds are into the winter holiday scene as much as the summer holiday scene.
It's just as big as the summer nowadays.
Yeah,
you know, most people the bookings are now you're probably even getting too late to book your skiing holiday now because it's so busy.
Right.
For the Brits to get out there, but you know, we're doing quite a lot for the winter markets at the moment, winter holidays.
Do you know where's popular at the moment for Brits skiing?
Well, you always go to the traditional English resorts of Courchevel and Mirabel and all those sort of places. But there are some lovely, fantastic smaller resorts that people haven't heard of, like Le Contamine, which is the other side of Chamonix on Mont Blanc, which is just a beautiful, beautiful ski resort.
Right.
And then you've got the special ones like St. Anton and Verbier, and which obviously Fergie's just moved to, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
She bought one with Andy,
Switzerland.
Didn't she?
Bought Switzerland, did she?
Yeah. She bought Switzerland, yeah. I think she's having drinks with James Blunt. I think he's got a place out there, isn't he?
So. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So that's kind of holiday destinations, but the other things you told us about your business, which fascinates me, Nick, is you do corporate travel.
Yeah.
And let's kind of explore that just a little bit. That's presumably just simple things like booking flights and hotels.
Correct, yeah, simpler things like booking flights and hotels and taking the pressure off.
Yeah.
A car hire as well, and everything, right, okay. You know, we even have company clients that want to have chauffeur-driven cars, you know, they want to stay outside the meetings that they're having so they can look... Right. Nice and flash, if that's the right phrase to use.
Absolutely,
And then get the chauffeurs back and all those sort of things. I mean, it's what we're trying to take. It's very, very similar to the holiday side of things, but it's just making things easier for everyone.
Absolutely.
And with because our business travel has got a 24-hour service, you know, it's any problems. It can be sorted out really quickly.
So. Okay, so if I book something, I've flown to Washington to have a business meeting with Nurse Liz about boils or something, and I get a problem with my itinerary, I can call you guys.
Exactly.
And,
exactly. So it just takes all the pressure.
I didn't know you had a problem with your itinerary. You must see someone about it.
Yeah, I'll get boils on it.
Yeah, you must sort that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, we're just taking the pressure off. You know, we've got clients that spend minimum £10,000 all the way up to $3.5 million a year. So it takes the pressure off. Basically, we're trying to be their travel agent within their office.
Yeah, sure.
That's their travel management company, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. And a lot of corporates do that.
Yeah, huge amounts.
Yeah, they outsource their travel because it's easier, isn't it? You know, you have executives flying all over the place all the time.
Well, yeah, the great example I always use is when the ash cloud was, you know, a few years ago. Yeah. You had lots of people stuck everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you booked on the internet, you try and get hold of someone at the airline to see if you can get you on a flight back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we had some ex-clients of ours who'd left and said, oh, we can get it cheaper. And said, okay, well, you go ahead, try.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be very hard. And then they rang us and said, can you help us out? I'm sorry, because we didn't touch the original booking, we can't do anything for you.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, they came back.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
These things affect us, so you've got to do that. So there we
go. Cool. And the third string in your business is foreign exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one, that one is. I mean, we profess to have the best rates in town.
Right.
We've been told by our supplier for all the foreign currency that we're the biggest reseller of foreign exchange in the southeast, other than Gatwick Airport.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a big business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bigger than the post office?
Well, independent company. Oh, let's go independent company, not the post. But we'll have better rates than the post office. Exactly.
Right. Because who knew? It's great. It's a great thing to know.
Yeah.
And so, you do it all in one.
Yeah, exactly.
Book your holiday and sort it out.
Well, they won't let you leave until you've bought some foreign exchange. If you booked a holiday, they're not going to let you leave.
Well, you see, that's interesting as well, because I came a cropper with a business trip I took a few years ago to Basel. And it was a very last minute thing, like there's a ticket at the airport, can you get out of here now type of approach on a Sunday night. And of course I landed in Basel with no Swiss francs or euros or anything else. I just had a couple of quid in my wallet and a credit card, and I'd booked a hotel, the last hotel room in a hotel called the Grand Hotel Basel.
Right.
So I assumed it was a big hotel. It was more like a B&B. It was certainly only a 10-room boarding house, and it was closed when I got there.
Oh.
And I had to ring the doorbell and get the night porter to come and open it. And I've got a cab waiting to be paid and no money to pay him with. And I assumed I was going to change money when I got to the hotel, and that was never going to happen.
Well, there's all this new thing as well. You can buy, we sell them as well, but you can buy prepaid euro cards or dollar cards or something like that. So you can get the rate of exchange from the UK. So instead of using your debit card or definitely don't use your credit cards abroad nowadays, but you prepay them, and then they're just, you just withdraw cash or pay like a normal Visa debit card or
Master
debit.
Is that something we could get through Bill Wins when booking things like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, okay, that's cool.
They're all cool. Yeah, it's you know, we're trying to cover every basis at the moment.
Okay. And final question, we kind of cross-examined you on
everything. Yeah, that's fine, I feel good.
It's good under pressure, though, isn't it?
He is, yeah. I'm trying to find a question to trip him up with.
Go on, anything.
Yeah, no. I'll just
change the subject.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, look at that over there.
It's a shark.
Yeah, with boils. Yeah. From a business point of view, mm-hmm. what are your plans? You've kind of been growing quite a lot recently.
Yeah. We never stop looking. Yeah. I think that's the answer. Mm-hmm. If there's a good opportunity out there that we feel that we can give an added edge, an added thing to it, then we'll do it. I mean, when we bought Grace Travel in Cranbrook in February of this year, you know, we looked at everything and we thought, well, hold on a minute, they've got a good little business there. Mm. The people that wanted it, that were running it, needed to retire. Mm. So we took it on, and, you know, it's going great guns. In fact, to be honest, it's going better than I thought it would ever do. And I put in some budgets for it, and it's exceeded it every month. So
superb.
It's a lovely little shop. Old bakery. Tiny.
Yeah, I know. I actually live in Tenston, so I know Cranbrook quite well as well. Cool. That's really awesome. Nick, could you give us a shout out for your Twitter handle, if you know it, or your website, so that people can find out more about Baldwin's Travel and can go and book their Barbados tour for Christmas or whatever they're going to do? Yeah.
Okay, so our Twitter handles are at Baldwin's Travel, really simple. Our websites are baldwinstravel.co.uk, which is for the holiday side of things, where you can go on and look at what type of holiday you want. It then filters through to one of our key staff members, and then they'll call you back and make sure that they'll tailor the holiday to what you want, rather than, it's got the manual intervention in there. It's not like a traditional or a website now where you've got face to it. We try and put the face to it as
absolutely.
Well. And obviously got at USA, what is it? At USA on Wheels, which is for the bike tours.
That sounds amazing.
And we also have another one called BBTM, www.bbtm, bravo, tangomike.co.uk, which is for business travel. So it's Baldwin's Business Travel Management.
Brilliant.
Short form.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Will do. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's great.
It's an absolute pleasure and a fascinating insight into the world of domestic, holiday and business travel and foreign exchange. Thank you so much for that. Absolute pleasure to hear from you about Baldwin's Travel. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Nick Marks of Baldwin's Travel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Julesy, we've got to catch up with some of our tweets. I'm going to read a couple. You can read a couple if you want. The lovely Andrea from Click Bid Writers has tweeted, and she said, hi, Vanilla Web, as always, would appreciate a shout-out. And she says, Ayop. Because although she's based in the West Midlands, she is, in fact, from Yorkshire. Yeah. And I did send her a thing the other day, because it was Yorkshire Day. It was. Timmy Taylor's and all
I've
that.
I've got this feeling we're going to start going to talking about, what's her name, Minnie Tanner. Or
Elsie Caldwell. Yeah, okay. We won't go there again. No. But a big shout-out for Click Bid Writers. And she says, have a good show. Thank you so much, Andrea. Click Bid Writers are a fabulous business based in the West Midlands but covering the whole of the UK. If you are tendering for public contracts in anything, and it could be travel, they will help you. One, they will help you do the tenders. But two, Andrea is really brilliant at telling you what's up for tender. So she is really worth a follow on the Twitter, and it's Click, that's Click with a K, underscore business, and she quite often tweets out various contracts that are up for grabs in various parts of the United Kingdom, in various local authorities, quangos and all kinds of things, and she will in fact do the bid for you, which is what their business does.
Yeah, she's highly savvy and well worth following. I keep meaning to phone her actually, she's highly savvy and well worth.
She did tweet me and say, is Operation Stack finished because she's run out of wine? Andrea came on the show, didn't she, a few months ago because she was on her way through here to France to stock up on wine, and she has in fact run out and she needs to go again. So when she passes by, we will drag her in and talk to her in the studio again.
I don't think we'll have to drag her.
No, we won't. She's lovely.
She'd
and
love
it will be an absolute pleasure to see her.
She's probably having a little bath. What do they have? A little bath cake up there and a Timmy
bath.
Taylor's.
Bath.
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 It'll be bath, won't it?
A bath cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly a Stamford pork pie.
Quite possibly.
Oozing and warm and still with gravy running down her chin.
Quite possibly. Fruit Bowl Media say hello, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. We've rebranded. Check out our new website, fruitbowlmedia.com. Cheers.
Yes, we will.
Do have a look. It looks really good. I've had a look at it. It's really cool. Fruit Bowl Media were the people that did the Business Bunker website, by the way.
Yes, I know. I love them. Boys. Yeah. I often pop in when I'm in Canterbury.
Tone and George.
I go in and get
some called them
fruit.
George and Mildred yesterday.
I don't think they'd appreciate
no, they
that.
No, they didn't. They didn't know who I was talking
but
about.
But when you are in Canterbury, it's a nice little place to pop in and see them, have some fruit.
Yeah, absolutely. I did call him that Hot because desk. Brian Murphy, yeah. who is the actor that played George, was actually on Channel Radio a couple of weekends
was
ago.
Was he? Yeah, yeah. Was he doing his play?
No. He was just being interviewed by Dave Barry.
Great.
And he was with his lovely wife, Linda Reagan, who you may remember as being the love interest in Heidi High.
Okay.
Yeah. Which was cool.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit young for all that.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing new, Nick. We've got no idea either.
I have this lovely email from Christian, who is the Apple accredited, Christian Jackson. He's telling us about it because I was asking him more. So it says that, Jules, I'm not only Apple accredited, but I'm recommended by Apple. And Apple have a portal where anyone looking for Mac or iPad help can go to. And it's called the Apple Consultants Network, which is www.consultants.apple.com.uk or /.uk. And you can see the details on consultants.apple.com. And he says Apple Retail have an actual Apple store, e.g. Lakeside Bluewater, not a reseller, and will use the consultant network for on-site services. So if you need an engineer to visit home, business or school, Apple Retail will naturally support you directly, but you have to go to the shop. So now Christian Jackson is in an arrangement that he can support schools or businesses in Kent and Essex. So well done. That's amazing to be accredited like that and recommended by Apple. And you can follow him on the Twitter. I think it's C Jackson UK, but I'll read it out in a minute.
I think it's C Jackson _UK, if I remember rightly.
Thank you. You're very diligent.
Yeah, Kent Invicta Chamber, after hours networking clubs. They're free to attend. Do go along. They're really great networking events. There's a couple tonight. They all take place between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. and there's no need to book, you just show up. And tonight, that's Tuesday the 4th of August, they're at the Conningbrook Hotel, which is in Ashford. Or they're at the Nuclear Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. Next Tuesday, the 11th of August, at the Mercure Hythe Imperial Hotel and Spa in Hythe. Wednesday, the 12th of August, they're at the Royal Wales Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. Tuesday, the 18th of August, they're at the Abbots Barton in Canterbury. And also on the 18th of August, they're at Dickens World in Chatham, down at the dockyards there. And on Wednesday, the 26th of August, they are at the Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne. So you can find out about them by going to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk/events, or you can email events@kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. But you can just turn up to any of those events and join in, and they are highly worthwhile.
I'm sucking my teeth here, ready to tell you.
I wonder what you were going to say then.
Christian Jackson. Good job I didn't slur my words. It is at C Jackson UK with no underscore Paul Andrews.
Oh, okay.
And a little picture of him with an apple comes up and a black and white picture. So cool. Heard it here.
We're going to have a little break now and we'll be back after the break and we will talk to our next guest, the lovely Julie Anderson.
Can't wait.
So for the moment, a bit more cheesy music and then we'll be back.
Mm.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
You can put that fan on, Jim.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? just right.
You had to hide away for so long.
Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue. Mr. Pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you. Hey there, Mr. Blue. Mr. Pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody's positive.
Please do.